So, what's going to go on in the Unit 1 exam? What do you need to make sure you remember throughout? Unit 1 should be the most straightforward of the exams. That probably doesn't feel like it to those of you doing A levels for the first time, but there's an awful lot of straightforward recall of facts that's going on. Probably one of the most important concepts is the idea of enzymes. This is one that you'll come back to again and again in subsequent units. That enzymes are proteins. That means that proteins have a primary, secondary, tertiary, and sometimes quaternary structure. If you're thinking about enzymes, you should be thinking about what the R groups are doing. You should know what the R groups are doing by now. You think about the bonds, you think about the polarity of the R groups, you think about how they might orientate themselves. You think about what might happen to them at different pHs, at different concentrations, at different temperatures, whether that change is going to be reversible or irreversible. So there's an awful lot that might be brought up relating to enzymes. You should remember that A bonds with T and that C bonds with G in DNA strands, and that in RNA, then U replaces T. You should be able to remember that the start sequence also codes for methionine. The stop sequence simply codes for the amino acid chain to break away from the ribosome. You should be getting used to looking at graph questions. Now, when you've got graphs or data sets, you should be looking at what the axes or what the column headings are telling you. Now, you should have the independent variable is on the x-axis and the dependent variable is on the y-axis. You may have dubious looking units, you may have arbitrary units. Aren't they an absolute pain in the gluteus maximus? You may have to compare two different graphs that have two different sets of units on them. And you may have to see to what extent it's possible to compare those two graphs. Look for trends. Look for up to point X on the x-axis, the variable y is increasing directly proportionally to x. Maybe after x between x and y it's leveling off. Maybe after y between y and z it starts to decrease, becoming less and less of a decrease, or almost exponentially. You can refer to each section of the graph and get a point for each of those. If you do some relevant data manipulation being when you have said that something is double or half or X percent more or X percent less or two-fifths or anything that shows you've actually bunged those answers into a calculator and looked at the extent of the change will get you an extra mark. And those are really important because on Unit 1 especially, they love those sorts of data handling questions. Look for error bars. That's error ERROR, not AERO. Error bars are something completely different, which are not going to be welcome during the exam. Error bars in the context of the Edexcel syllabus usually mean range bars. So they go from the maximum to the minimum point from the data set from which the mean was taken. That allows you to see the range of the data, who has overlapped, whether there is a significant difference between data sets A and B. You're not expected to be able to statistically analyze them at this stage, but it's useful to say, well, these data sets are overlapping, so it's possible that this effect may not be as significant as the authors of the study would like to allege. Other than that, recall your practicals, put them in order, have 5 or 6 points ready to go, because you'll be asked about at least one of them. And don't make silly mistakes. Read the question, okay? RTFQ.